Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Good morning. It's a Monday here on the Morning Zoo. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. And across the table from me, wowza. It's the one you guys have been waiting for. So excited for this reunion. Thank you so much for being here. Mike Cannon.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, brother?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Thank you so much for being here. And across the table from me, you guys know him from Legion of Skanks, Story Wars, and The Regs. He is my absolute brother, and I love him to death. It's Luis J. Gomez.
Thank you so much, my nigga.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm so happy to be back.
Oh, man, welcome.
Look at this zoo. It's right? So wild. It's so wacky. There's fucking shit flying around my head. I want to put these headphones on over here. Hold on. Put them on my head.
It's a fun, silly vibe here.
It's a fun, silly vibe. We're got a monkey on the table.
Yeah, we got Dante Nero here with us. It's going to be a great day. Let's get plugs out of the way right away. Mr. Cannon, what do you want people to check out?
Check out my podcast, Beautiful Boys, with Andy Haynes. And then I'm going to be in Austin, Texas at the Creek in the Cave, July 18th and the 19th, doing four shows. Brand new hours, so new material you haven't seen yet. Come on out, please, for the love of God, MikeCannonComedy.com.
Fantastic. Lewis?
Just being a real ass dude. You know what the fuck's up, baby boy. Come see me live. Got a few dates before I film my next special in Tampa on July 12th. That's sold out, but you can still come see the Thursday Friday show, which there's plenty of tickets for. This weekend I'll be in Baton Rouge, Long Beach, Mississippi, Mobile, Alabama. Then I got Atlantic City, New Jersey for my final warm-up sets that are not in Tampa, and a lot of other stuff. Go to lewisofskanks.com, check out all my other pods. And you know what? My book is available for pre-order. Knives and Spoons right now on Amazon, guys. Go grab it. Very exciting.
Very, very cool. If you guys want to see me out on the road, go to punchup.live/Zach Amico. I've just announced a tour of the South coming up in August. I will also be on the road with Insane Clown Posse. We're doing a pay-per-view next month, August, Gathering of the Juggalos. Just announced headliners, Immortal Technique and Tech N9ne.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Is that this August?
Yep.
It's crazy.
I am fucking pumped.
I think the Legion of Skanks were supposed to do it.
I have no idea what's going on. No one communicates anything to me.
Nobody communicated anything to me. I mean, August is very close to not have any communication.
Yep. Well, that's kind of how things happen.
Yeah.
And thank you so much. And follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. If you love the show, go to gasdigital.com. Use the promo code ZOO, ZOO. And what do you get? You get $1.50 off your subscription a month. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite podcasts on the network, as well as access to the live chat. If you see me on the road, tell me you subscribe with the promo code, and I'll kiss you on the fucking mouth. All right, so it is a special day, so I thought we could do some fun, formerly Lewis and Zach, formerly Real Ass Podcast bits. So let's start off with a happy, hot, and heavy. Does it live? Hot air balloon accident in Brazil.
Ooh.
I saw this.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, I don't think they live. I just saw...
That's just because of the Brazil part?
Yeah, I saw the footage. They all died of AIDS.
Yeah.
They all transgendered AIDS, and that's okay. Also, the camera angle, I don't want to hate on Shannon, but it literally makes Zach look like a giant, where me and Cannon look like tiny little baby boys.
That's fine. Shannon, we can fix that, I guess, maybe.
We can pull Zach out of the... I don't want to come in and fucking...
No, but then I appreciate
already.
Your expertise.
Yeah. I don't want to tune everyone's fucking boots, but I mean, look how large Zach is compared to how tiny... Shannon, you stupid... Bitch, you think because I'm not on the show anymore that I'm not going to come in and fucking crack the whip?
Shannon, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, Zach.
Get it fixed.
I actually like it, though. It's like size by importance. You know what I mean?
Not at all. It's size by size.
There we go. That's a little bit more like it.
You know what? I do like that much better. Thank you, sir.
But, you know, it's just, you know, pure logic.
Yeah, no, but I appreciate you coming in.
But you have a stupid bitch being your producer. Sorry, Shannon.
Don't talk about Jorge like that.
Shannon, I need to make up for a lot of lost time here.
Did you miss it?
I miss attacking.
Do you wake
Shannon
up some mornings and you're like, fuck, I could be an hour and a half late for this right
now. I do. I wake up every day and I miss this. I miss the studio. I miss coming in. I miss seeing your beautiful fucking face.
Thank you,
buddy. I miss smelling Shannon as I walk into the studio.
That is nice.
Shannon.
You didn't smell me today.
Come here. Let me smell you.
No, you
come
missed
here,
your opportunity.
Come here. Can I smell you for a second?
If she comes in and puts two fingers under his nose.
Just get in here for a minute. Give me a hug. We haven't hugged. I haven't seen you in forever. What is your problem?
No, because then I have to roll in front of Cannon in order to make it happen.
I feel like I'm court appointed to make sure that your meeting with your kids goes okay.
Shannon, just come here and give me a quick hug real quick. Just come on. What are you doing?
Yeah, give him a hug. I'll get out of the way. Shannon.
One for old time's sake.
You can walk right behind him. It's not a big deal, Shannon.
Yeah,
come
there's
on.
Plenty of room.
Are you going to do something terrible to me?
No, I'm not. Just come here.
Shannon, not on my watch. Is he going to do something terrible?
Do you want me to move?
No, you're good. She's fine. Just get in here, Shannon. Look at her.
What are you doing? I hear you.
Come here.
No.
And Jorge, put the sexy music on while I hug her.
I'm not.
Shannon, why?
Because I hear you whispering.
You don't hear me whispering. You're pissing me off. Just come here. Let me hug you. Come here.
Shannon, I promise you're safe.
Come here.
Get her.
Oh no.
Ay, no. A midget beaten off in a trash can.
It's my show now, baby. All right, Shannon. Hey, off your fucking phone. You're on a podcast.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Shannon, show us this video, please.
So before it starts, there are 21 people on this hot air balloon.
People or Brazilians?
Your choice.
Meu Deus do céu.
I don't think they live.
Oh,
let's say, hold on. They might be alive now. Hold on. It's still attached to the balloon. Whoop, never mind.
Man, there's something
about... Yeah, now
about...
that's a pile of chicharrones.
They fell on somebody's butt lift, though. They might be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have a feeling that's a die.
If there was, bird feathers or a plume of smoke, that would be at least fun. But instead, the reality of just the
empty them,
thud.
You think one of them held up a sign that said, uh-oh? It was going down so slow.
I feel like there was one person that was still up there until they looked down.
Their neck stretched, then it got elastic down.
It looks like it's, falling, slowly, but I guarantee, that was, from all the way up in the sky. And within 3 seconds, it was on the ground. So that was probably a pretty fast
jump. Oh, and there's an early Tower 2 jumper, too. If you can go to the beginning.
Oh, somebody jumped.
If you go to the beginning of the video, there's somebody just kind of helicoptering out.
No, somebody jumps because it's on fire.
Somebody pointed it to me. It pointed out to me the other day.
Let's see.
I think this is it. Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Huh? There it goes. It's there. It's happening.
Where? We don't see it, Shannon.
Right there. Hold on.
No, that's your mouse.
Yeah, Shannon, that was it. Oh my God, there's a giant hand falling out of it.
It's right there.
The hamburger helper guy was on the balloon.
See it? It did happen, just a little.
Wow.
Right there.
I don't think they definitely didn't make it.
Well, how would you?
Have you guys heard the rumor that the first cop that died on 9/11 was because somebody fell on him?
No shit.
That's, I think, recognizes the first 9/11 casualty of the cops.
The first one? No.
Of the cops.
Oh, okay.
The first cop that died is because a jumper landed on him. Do you think his family knows that? Or they just, and they have to be like, our father died in 9/11. They'd be like, oh my God, what a hero. And they're like, nah, he just could have moved over a foot.
If he had just bent to pick up a coin, yeah, he would have been all right.
He didn't hear, hey, look out!
Yeah, I mean.
I'm going they all died on that.
Yeah, we would. Obviously, they must. Everyone must be dead on that.
Yeah, Shannon.
Well, you're wrong.
What? Get the fuck out of town.
I don't know how this is possible, but of the 21 people on board, 13 survived.
13 survived.
Yeah, I don't know how. Don't know how.
What?
Yep.
Wow, was Blanca from
confirmed.
Street Fighter on that balloon?
That's what set it on fire. He got really excited and turned electric.
That's boogie, boogie, boogie. Shannon, that is crazy. What is the condition of these people? They're like fucking, they're all fucking shattered and burnt, right?
It just, it says that the governor tweeted that 13 people did live, and he said tragedy, yada, yada. But that's the only information.
That's actually
we have
Portuguese.
So far.
Yada, yada. Yada, yada.
And they're investigating to see what happened. Like, why did it happen?
Wow.
Probably because it's an antiquated piece of technology that we shouldn't be using anymore.
It's retarded technology.
Why is anybody going up in those things?
Why are we going up in the most with the most flammable gas and with fire under it?
It really does seem like a crazy person was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put fire into a balloon right now and see what happens. That's insane.
Not only that, but we're also going to be so high up that if anything happens, anyone else is fucked.
In a fucking wicker basket with no seatbelts.
Like yeah,
just,
that would
just
also
fly us up into the just.
Now here's a question: are there fire extinguishers on those, or would that immediately make them crash if the fire goes out?
Right, it's a balance.
You know what? I gotta say, if you get on a hot air balloon in this day and age, I don't think I feel bad for you.
Yeah. Well, there was another TikTok also before that of some white woman, I guess, and she was showing the horrors of a hot air balloon, and it was coming down. It sounded like everything is falling apart at all times. Like it doesn't sound like it sounds like a carnival ride.
It doesn't sound romantic. Like I know it's supposed to be like a romantic, beautiful
thing. I'm sure it's incredible. I'm sure, Zach, I'm sure it's incredible. Like, I understand from your perspective.
Yes,
like,
it's horrifying.
If I saw you getting on my hot air balloon, yeah. I'd be like, give me a fucking refund right now. Yeah. There's no way we're even getting off the ground.
We would look like a Russian nesting doll. Why is there a hot air balloon on my hot air balloon?
Yeah. They pushed Zach out as the last sandbag.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I mean, how dangerous are these, Shannon? Please tell us how many hot air balloon accidents are a year. I'm assuming it just doesn't happen too often. First of all, there's probably not that many hot air.
No, they have those events where they launch like 100 of them.
Yeah, they
once.
Have like festivals.
Yeah,
it says that between 2008 and 2022, there were 30 deaths globally.
That's not bad.
So they say it's rare.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
but how many rides are there? I feel like there's not that many rides each day. What do you think? 3-4 of these things going up a day? That's it. I mean, I've never seen a hot air balloon in the sky.
No,
I bet there's a place that does it every day, a couple times a day.
Oz.
Yes, I would say there's probably a few tourist destinations that have it, and then you figure there's like proposals.
And also, what do you have to have 100 square miles of like free airspace, basically, because you can't do power lines, buildings, like nothing. You have to make sure that even if the wind blows, you're okay.
There's also no steering it. You're just going like, I'm just going to assume I'm going to come down at one point. I'm going to hit hit space, and then it's going to start going back down. It's wild.
All right. Well,
I'm terrified of heights.
Good. Oh, yeah, that's my. I have a condition called fatty falldownophobia. Yeah, I can't do anything like that.
I hate fucking heights, dude. I'm talking about like anything. Like even if I'm like 3 or 4 stories up, if I look over the edge, like my legs get weak, my palms get sweaty.
What building is?
You throw up your mom's spaghetti.
What building is that where you like lean on the glass and the glass goes down and you're like kind of at a 45 degree angle over the city?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Do you know what I mean? You ever see that tourist thing?
I've seen they just did one in New York now where it's like essentially they put you in a contraption. And then they have you like fucking. It's not glass though. It's like you're open in it with like a vest type thing on.
Oh fuck that!
It's insane. Dude. It's the scariest shit on earth.
Have you seen? I think it's an Asian country. They have like a glass walkway over like a
grass.
But then it fake cracks under you.
Yeah, I've seen this.
And people just shit a brick.
The LED screen.
Fuck that!
No, I hate it.
That would, dude. Have you seen the King Kong that goes up the drones that are King Kong going up the Empire State Building?
No.
If I saw it and I was high enough, I really think I'd be like, well, today's the day. Aliens figured out how to make a giant monkey. It's like, Chad, it really, yeah.
What? Well, so those are all drones that are working in conjunction with each other.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If I think if I had caught that on the right day, I would be like, oh, well, alien monkey.
Well, I'm sorry. You're saying those are all individual, each light is an individual drone? That's not one drone beaming light down?
I think it might be a couple doing beams. I mean, I assume there's a bunch of them.
I think
it says they swirl together.
Yeah, how these things, I think how they work is it's just individual drones that are programmed to literally, you know, they're flying in a pattern together. It's all like, it's pretty crazy when you see that. That's insane.
You got to warn people, right?
I mean, look at Jay Jules. Could you imagine seeing this video and for 1 second thinking the synchronicity between those things?
He's correct. Well, that's you definitely wild. Have to warn, like, I'm sure people call the police when they see anything, like, because I like movie sets, people call the cops all the time to report actual crimes.
Right.
Somebody had to call and be like, there's a monkey climbing.
There's a giant glowing monkey climbing the Empire State Building right now.
I feel like you have to based on people's, like, doomsday contingency plans. You know what I mean? Like, there's too many people out there being like, all right, when this goes off the rails, I'm fucking the hottest person I see immediately. Like, nope. You know what I mean? So they see a lit up King Kong climb the building.
Time to rape! Come here, bitch!
Guys, by the way, I just found another article that said this was an April Fool's prank.
What God damn it.
The monkey?
Yeah. It says a Denver-based studio hawk is a drone light show production company with two decades experience, blah, 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 but that they this isn't real.
God damn it.
Hold on. What's the prank, though, that it wasn't a real monkey, or was that?
The video is fake.
So those aren't drones doing that?
No.
Shannon, did the chat tell you that?
No.
The chat start calling you a dumb bitch?
No, I was trying to find another article.
No, that was on me. I called it out.
Yeah.
Ah, well, what are you going to do? Yeah. Egg on my face. Moving on. Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Hey, listen. If you have people coming over, the same as having a nice bottle of wine and some nice cheese, it's actually pretty cool to have cigars in the house. And Small Batch Cigar has you covered. I don't know shit about cigars, but the ones they've sent me, my brother-in-law and a bunch of his friends, they said they were really great. And not only that, you get free shipping on every order. Almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It comes with the Bovita pack with every purchase. So it's the most thorough packaging in the industry. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you get 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase. All you got to do is go to smallbatchcigar.com. And what most people do is they click the new link to shop their newest arrivals. And we have a discount code for you. That's right. GAS10, GAS10, gets you 10% off your order, plus those 5% rewards points. So check out smallbatchcigar.com today. All right, let's get back into the program. Another favorite segment of the show, and some people get very mad at me for it to this day. It's time for Murder Dogs.
Nice.
Who let the dogs out?
Yo, stop this dog, buddy.
All right, we got two murder dogs. Let's start with the six people jump on car to escape pit bull. Shannon.
Okay. 1 second. Sorry, I had the other one ready.
Don't worry about it. This is a stress-free zone for you.
There you go.
Ooh, Shannon, you're lucky I'm no longer in charge of this show.
Now, can the dog not climb a car? Yeah, I guess it slides off. Yeah.
Wow.
It's stupid paws. Yeah, I guess that's a good place. He's getting up there, though.
Yeah, he's catching one of these are all kids. That just makes me feel bad when it's kids.
I would just push the dumbest kid off.
That's kind of the thing, right? You have to sacrifice
your one
worst
of the
friend.
Kids, because you don't have to be the fastest. You have to be the fastest of the group, right?
Yeah.
So you just fucking push the one kid that you don't like.
You don't have to be the fastest person in the group. You have to be the second fastest person in the group.
Yeah, that's true.
Or the second least fast. Yes.
I would just push the most delicious kid onto the floor right now.
Dude, that dog is going for it too.
Yeah. Dude, fucking! I saw another video of a guy.
Oh, we have it.
Is it the guy who like starts fucking
with the he hacksaw Jim Duggan's it?
What is he? Oh no! I didn't see that.
Oh, we got another one.
I think it's like an Asian dude, and he's like, the dog's like growling at him, and then he's like, he starts yelling back at the dog, and he like fucking palm strikes it, and he's like, no! And the woman's like, leave my fucking dog alone. He's like, no, your dog's fucking growling at me. Dude, and he's like, and literally all the comments are like, yo, fuck that dog. That's the way it should be handled. Yeah. You're not going to bet. He's like, I'm a human. I'm not a fucking dog. Get your beast away from me. I'm more important than this dog. I love this fucking guy.
Well, we've got one for you, my friend. This is a gentleman who's being attacked by multiple dogs. And he decides to take the law into his own hands.
I love this.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
Oh, fuck.
Well, that's not the law into his own hands. That's a piece of wood into his own hands.
That's what I call that piece of wood.
The law.
Oh. Yeah, that's the law.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Good. Good.
Oh.
No, stop. Oh, my
Oh, no, he's just murdering dogs.
Yeah, he's whack-a-dogging. It's like the alligators that cut. Ow, ow, ow.
So these dogs fucking turned over. He hurt those dogs.
Oh, he fucked those dogs.
Did they die?
I don't, Shannon.
That dog like looked like Tua, the fucking quarterback of the Dolphins. When he had like his
concussion. Its leg was shaking. It was that, whatever that was permanent damage.
That's hilarious.
I guess, yeah, multiple dogs? I think you gotta...
One dog goes to bite me, and if I have a fucking 2x4 in my hand, oh my God, dude.
My dad did that to a pit bull. Our neighbor, we had a golden retriever, wouldn't touch a fly. My father and my grandfather were building a deck in our backyard. The neighbor's pit bull.
So they had all the 2x4s.
They had all the 2x4s. And I'm playing baseball, so they had access to that as well. The dog jumps over the fence.
The homo with a bat.
they take me and hit the dog with me. But so the dog runs towards my grandfather, and my golden retriever intercepted it. And then that dog started killing my golden retriever. And my father like shoved his gay son out of the way, grabbed the bat, and hit the fucking pit bull on top of the head. And it started convulsing and getting weird and then skittered off into its own yard.
So did your dog live?
My dog was fine. Yeah, it had like a cut on its neck.
Where the pit bull was, the neighbor's pit bull?
Neighbor's pit bull.
Did they ever say anything?
Yeah, they came out screaming like, "What the fuck?" And we're like, "You guys, it literally jumped into our yard."
Keep your fucking dog on a leash. I mean, Jesus Christ.
So you know how obviously they say that, and we saw videos saying that you should put your thumb up the dog's ass. If you really want to stop a dog, here's my advice. Put a baseball bat up its ass.
I was like, two in the pink, one in the stink. I give it the shocker.
Yeah. A little bit of pleasure, so it's confused.
Dude, dogs follow you around enough.
Dude, forget a finger, dude. Start licking its ass. Pull the tail and like, start rimming the dog.
All you need is a fucking dog that's just horny all the time. Yeah,
the dog's eyes just cross.
Its mascara runs.
Yeah, it starts scratching the ear, the back of the foot move.
We've been going at these dogs way too aggressively. You have to orally please your dog's asshole. Why not?
Does that do it for you when the girls go cross-eyed?
Yeah, like the anime look.
No, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I dated a girl who did...
Yeah,
like,
you did.
Casually dated a girl. She did fucking... Yeah, like...
That kind of shit.
Yeah. That kind of shit. And it was...
Panting like a dog.
It was sort of pedo bait. It kind of was. She would dress up like a teenage girl and cross her eyes and put her tongue out. You're like, okay. Yeah.
Oh, God. You know what? The one that I can't figure out, the fake freckles.
Yeah.
That make them look young.
Yeah.
That was the whole plot of
some girls are getting those tattooed on.
Remember
now.
Freckle Juice when we were kids? It was a whole plot of a book when we were kids.
Freckle juice does sound like a euphemism for cum on a child's face.
It was freckle juice.
Don't worry. It's just your uncle's freckle juice.
Yeah, dude. No, the one kid wanted freckles, so another kid in the book made a fake potion that would give him freckles, and he drew him on his face. You guys remember freckle juice? Shannon, you remember freckle juice? You're an old bitch. Shannon, you remember freckle juice?
I do, yes. I remember in like the book fairs.
See?
Yeah, I believed you.
Yeah, pull up freckle juice. I don't want to take over the show.
No, please.
Just put.
Get comfortable.
You know they did. We did it with Stregononia back in the day.
Yeah.
Don't they have like a reading of it on YouTube where some like fucking famous bitch is like freckle juice by this bitch?
And then I'm sure like, with AI now you can have anybody read anything.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Shannon, see if you can find freckle juice.
Why? What are you going to ruin about Stregononia? I've been reading that to my son.
Stregononia. Well,
it was with Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah. It was. Who was the chick? It was the mom from Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Steinberg, something?
I don't know.
Whatever her name was.
Okay.
And she read it, and then we watched it and just fucking made fun of it the whole time. It was a great episode. Classic episode available on demand. Use that promo code ZOO and go watch an old Real Ass
Podcast. Yeah, now with AI, they have, like, celebrities. Like, it'll be, like, Kathy Bates reading Misery.
Jeez.
Who's the serial killer? Yes. He was like 6'9". He's crazy big, and his prison job was he read to blind people, and he did the recordings,
mm-hmm.
and he did the Bible.
Jesus.
And they found that there was a audiobook of the Bible done by the serial killer. They had it taken off the market because people like me were all buying it.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'd bone up on the Bible.
I've been
guy's voice.
Mrs. Amico has banned the Bible from nighttime listening sessions.
Wait, really? You were listening to the Bible?
Yeah. She would wake up in the middle of the night and I would just be hard deep into a Bible. And she said it would scare the shit out of her. Shannon, yeah, do we have any freckle juice?
Yeah, I don't have like a celebrity reading it, but I have kids reading it out loud.
Sure, why not?
Chapter 1. Andrew Marcus wanted freckles. Nikki Lane had freckles. He had about a million of them. They covered his face, his ears, and the back of his neck.
Ew.
Andrew didn't have any freckles. He had two warts on his finger.
Ew.
But they didn't do him any good at all. If he had freckles like Nikki, his mother would never know if his neck was dirty.
Is there not pictures in this book, Shannon?
So he wouldn't have to wash. And then, how?
These types of pictures.
This guy sounds
I've got six on my nose.
Like Bill Walton on Xanax.
Big deal. A lot of good six will
this
do.
This isn't a kid reading it, Shannon. This is an adult man. You can get as many as you want.
Six was enough for me.
Maybe the kids do the voices? No.
It says kids read aloud audiobook.
Okay.
Maybe it's a read-aloud audiobook for kids.
Maybe this is just what children sounded like in the 30s.
Oh, yeah, the kid's just a heavy smoke. It's just a kid with a cigar.
Just came in from a long game of hitting a circle with a stick.
All right, moving on.
Kick the can. You ever play kick the can? I played kick the can when I was a kid.
You just kick a can? Is there a game?
There is. You have to kick it before like people get to base or something. I don't exactly remember what the point of kick the can was.
I couldn't tell you for...
But it literally is like, this is the poorest person. Here's some garbage. Figure out a game.
Yeah. Well, that's like, what it got to is somebody would kick it, then be like, you just kicked your house. You poor piece of shit.
For us, it was always peg.
Peg.
You get pegged? Boy. No, there was like a big... By my house was Buckmiller Park, and there was like a wall specifically for handball, but it was just kids lining up and just getting drilled.
Oh, yeah.
Firing squad.
Yeah, butts we called up. It peg.
ASS.
We did butts
or
up.
ASS, we called
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we called it peg.
So essentially you had to throw it against the wall. It would bounce if the person trying to catch it dropped it.
Yeah.
Or if you didn't make it to the wall, you'd get pegged. If they touched it and dropped it, then they get pegged. You got to touch the wall before.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, but it, you
Zach,
also.
Right now, that you'd be, and I mean this,
I'd be the wall. Dibs on wall.
Zach would be the worst ASS player on the planet.
Yeah, I have no.
Dude, you had to make like cop decisions, like shoot to kill or shoot to injure. Like, I remember when the girls tried to join in on that shit. You had to like kind of flirt while playing, but you just end up lighting them up from the back.
I was bad at throwing. I was bad at catching. I was bad at running. I was so bad at ASS. It was crazy.
You have a terrible ASS now.
I have a terrible ASS. We'd play with a tennis ball, or sometimes we play with a handball.
Yeah, well, those like neon, it'd be like a neon blue rubber ball.
Oh yeah,
those hurt like
the
a
rocky
bitch.
Balls when he would bounce that at the beginning.
Yeah, it's handball. Yeah, I think
we
that
did
is...
it with a Super Bowl too. The bouncy balls.
Well, that's crazy.
It was truly like to injure each other. You're basically hitting each other with a musket.
I feel like growing up in gym, we used to do dodgeball. We had those. They were like small. They weren't the kickball balls. They were like smaller green balls that hurt like a bitch. Do you remember these? They're like kind of like, soft.
Yeah. I mean, none of those kickballs and dodgeballs were very soft. And when they hit your skin, it was like, it felt like you were being slapped.
They don't do that anymore. James doesn't do dodgeball, does he?
I don't know. Probably not.
They do other shit. My son was telling me they do this other game where you have to hit somebody from the knee down. And if you hit them from the knee up, you're out. And it's like this, I don't know, it's a weird thing.
I think he made that up.
He probably did.
I think he's just fucking with you. All right. We got one more old segment.
We used to play kind of like that, but we had to hit the Negro.
Dude, this is true. When I worked, that reminded me when we worked at a camp for...
Instead of smear the queer, it's disfigure the...
I'm not even going to tell my story.
No, please.
It's actually. We used to play on a, like, anytime it would rain at this camp for disabled kids that I used to work, but emotional, like, everything. Yeah. We used to close the gate to the basketball court and have the kids play wet blacktop dodgeball. And we would also play and throw, like, 100% speed at these kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would cage them.
That's right. That's right.
And then and go into battle.
And granted, I was 15 and they were like 12. You know, far enough.
But with them strength.
Yeah, with them strength. So they're throwing like Paul Skeens.
There were no, like, I was not good at any gym games.
Nope, not a thing.
Nothing.
That sucks.
Like getting picked last, like, I wasn't like a dweeb. Mm-hmm. They'd be like the dweebs, and then they would pick the dweebs ahead of me. That's how bad. It was fucking crazy.
Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, if you don't do Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for many of its benefits, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com, where they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. There's no promo code needed because it's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. One more time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. YoKratom, check them out. Let's get back into the show.
Did you guys have like field day? We had a field day where we had to compete against another school in like Olympic events. And oh boy. Long jump was not your boy's fucking... Oh, man. I think I one time stepped... I jumped less than I would have stepped. If it had been the longest step I could take, I would have beat the jump I did.
We did, in field day, we would do potato sack races. We would do, like, relay, like, where you have to give the baton to the other person. We had... This wasn't even a game. I think most elementary schools had this. You definitely had this, Cannon, because it was maybe it's a Northeast thing, but I don't know if they have it anywhere else. It's a giant parachute, and then you would fucking pick it up and let it fill with air. Then you'd go under it and sit on it, and then
we did that in like kindergarten.
You would put like balls in it, and you make the balls bounce around. You have to bounce all the balls out, things like that.
Yeah, but that's like a little kid thing.
Yeah, we had field day from elementary, like kindergarten to fifth grade.
No, my son did that exact thing at his most recent field day.
Okay. Yeah. Ours was like a competition. Ours was very competitive.
Yeah.
No, because there was two elementary schools, and they would compete against each other every year, and it would get vicious.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. I would rather that, but we would do it against each other. And I think there was one year where it was highly competitive amongst the kids where they actually like tallied results. And then after that, they were like, we can't do this anymore. The kids are taking it too seriously.
It was like a blood war. Mm-hmm. We hated Huber Street. The Clarendon and Huber Street. Oh, boy, Huber Street, those cocksuckers. Never.
Why'd you hate Huber Street?
Because they were our competition. It was field day.
Yeah.
And it was literally by what block you lived on. Because there was like a like a meridian. There was a line of separation.
Yeah, it was only our school. It was like classes competed against classes.
Yeah, but your school was like 5,000, 6,000 kids. You had a lot of kids in your school.
West Hadley Elementary, right? Yeah, but that was like that filtered all the elementary schools from North Rockland area. So no, it was a pretty big school. Like it was 30 person classrooms. It was probably 10, 12 classes per grade. Mm. Yeah, so there was a lot.
Okay. All right, we got three new Top Girl submissions.
Ooh.
And we've been trying to keep up with Top Girl. For me, it's just been giant tall bitches lately.
Giant tall bitches.
Like real, like 7-footers.
Really?
I don't know why. Something's been doing it for me.
You like them tall.
You're into.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Some real tall ones. But so Shannon, show us what we got.
Oh yeah. Yeah, girls. I love how they just snuck in the Morning Zoo logo on everything.
Yep.
You lazy fucking scumbags. Oh, Jorge, you pissed me off.
By the way, this is I can't remember what I texted Lewis a few weeks ago. It was that Livy Dunn's sister has started OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. I think I just what did I text you? Like,
I was with my chick at the time, so I couldn't even look at it or respond to it, and now I forgot. Now, thank you for reminding me of it.
I said something like, the new edition just dropped. She put it out on her 18th birthday.
She's no Libby shit. Dunn's 18-year-old sister has an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Is she nude?
No, and she's not as great as her. She's,
can we see
it's not great. Yeah.
Have you seen her on the show?
Yeah, yeah, we can bring her up.
All right, sorry.
No, please. We haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
She's no Livy.
Yeah. I think that it was misreporting. Because it said in one article that it's her sister isn't doing OnlyFans, but there's a girl that looks like her, and people are like, oh, that's like looks like it would be her sister. Here's one image of it. So there's Livy. This is the other girl.
She's pretty tight, Zach. What are you talking about? Let's see.
She's not Livy Dunn.
Proud after little sister Abigail turns 18, starts an OnlyFans account. Is it Abigail? Is that
so? This is not Abigail. Like this is like it's they're fake newsing it. Her sister did not start an OnlyFans, but they're saying this girl looks like it could.
I mean,
her
just
sister.
For research purposes, can we see what Abigail looks like?
Why not?
Just to compare.
First of all, 18, too young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
The two youngs were an Asian girl. She's going to be one of our competitors today.
Too young.
This is her real sister.
That's Abigail Dunn?
No, her name is Jules.
Jules Dunn.
Is she big on social media, too?
No, she's no Livvy.
She's not.
52,000 something.
This poor girl. Livvy's so hot, and this bitch is just a fucking thick-jawed, dumb bitch. What a stupid whore.
She does have a...
I mean, what a dumpy bitch. It's ridiculous. Shannon's hotter than her. That's Livvy Dunn's sister.
Wait, let's see that one. With let's see the hiney.
What's her name?
Jules.
This one?
Yeah, let's see the hiney.
Jules Dunn fucked up to tell anyone she's Livvy Dunn's sister.
I'm not really showing it.
Yeah, like, what do you even do?
There we go.
What is her life path?
She's got a decent dumper,
yeah,
but...
it's okay. Cool.
It's okay. I mean, here's the problem. It's just her sister's so hot. I'm Jules Dunn. Ugh.
Yeah.
What a fucking disappointment.
It just shows you that, like, if genetics, even like a fucking dollop.
Oh, look, there's a picture
off
of them together. Show the picture of them together, Shannon. Look at that, right down there, down. Is that them? Yeah, right?
I mean, she looks like a hammerhead shark.
This fucking...
She looks like Livvy Dunn drank the potion that turned Bugs Bunny into a monster.
This bitch looks like... She looks like an emu.
It's like the ferret from Ice Age.
Fucking pig.
Gio Perez?
Oh, my God. Imagine your sister's so hot. You have to just... And she's not even... She's not even bad looking, but just compared to Livvy Dunn, she looks like a fucking booger.
Goofball face.
So Shannon, what top girl candidates have we established today?
Okay, so first one is Sophia Hayes. Sorry, I'll start with this picture. Mm.
She's up for top girl though.
What does top girl mean?
Top girl is like the hottest gal out there.
Okay. Yeah, the object of affection.
Gotcha. She's the one, right?
And what does this girl do, Shannon?
So I think this whole thing sucks.
Yeah.
She has a lot of Hooters stuff.
I just feel like you could literally press her in a factory and make that person.
Yeah, why would she even be in the conversation for top girl? She's not even the hottest girl we've seen on the screen during today's show.
I feel like she's so pretty.
I wish she was on the Brazilian hot air balloon.
This is what Shannon's shooting for.
I wish they would light her tits on fire.
Shannon, you like this? You think this looks good?
Shannon wants to be this.
I went through this booty Instagram page, mm-hmm. and then whenever I thought a girl was pretty, I asked the other guys in the studio, and these three.
Who'd you ask, Gable and Mike?
No, Jorge and...
Jorge's a little fag.
Okay, that's true. Okay, I'll show you. Okay, so this is Sophie. I'll show you the next one if you click away for a second.
What's that thing that they're doing now, though, where they're like making their nose look like it's collapsed from a Coke problem? Like that airbrushed, almost like
they almost like powder the tip of their nose. So it's like shiny,
yeah.
And then they contour it here.
It looks crazy.
It's weird, yeah.
She looks like a fucking, what is the Whoville or what? Like
Cindy Lou Who?
Yeah, it looks like the face is pinched together.
And next one, this is Melissa M.
Okay.
That's
for top girl, though, I get that she has a giant ass.
Let's see.
I'm trying to find hot body and very pretty face.
She's very pretty.
I love that. You see the face straight. You're like,
but her ass is almost a little too much. Am I wrong?
No, never. You're right.
Not on the morning zoo, it's not.
It just looks, fake. That's the issue, is it doesn't look
I don't want
like
a fake
real.
Ass. I want a beautiful, big, juicy ass that's real.
That looks pretty great.
Yeah, I think that's...
She's toit. Obviously, yeah, she's toit. Unquestionably toit. But... Is she the top girl? Is she Livvy Dunn? What are we talking about?
Who's your top girl right now? Like, truly...
Livvy Dunn's hard to beat.
Dua Lipa, though. I told you before.
Yeah,
Dua Lipa? I say this a lot in hyperbole, but I really have put myself there. I would let her shit on me.
Yo, Liz has herperbole. Sorry. I just need to tell gem jokes every once in a while.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of herperbole.
Joe, this is her Herperbolis.
That's his Greek name.
Herperbolis.
Herperbolis.
The fucking Greek god of dick warts. Herperbolis. I mean, is she?
You have marks all over your testicles.
I have one last one.
Then there's Reina Valentina.
I got nothing on that one.
Raina Valenverde-ding-dong.
Shannon, can you search that?
Yeah, I'll work on that. She's I'll show you this
she
one
ended
first.
Up, they ended up, she was top girl for a minute on Old Real S podcast, and then she sort of blew up. She's a martial artist.
Oh,
they,
I remember her now.
They put her on... Oh,
did she like kick and shit
yeah,
a lot?
They yeah. put her on Cobra Kai. They gave her like a pretty big role on Cobra Kai.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. She's fucking smoke. Oh my God. She's a goddamn smoke show.
Yeah,
and
she's
talented. So here's the thing. Top girl... It can't just be a fucking pig with a big ass. There's a lot of those girls out there. But what else is there? Now, look, talent very often will take away some of their hotness.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes like, bitch, I don't need you to be that talented. But if it's a unique thing about them, not
right.
just singing or playing guitar or whatever else it is, like this bitch does martial arts, it's pretty fucking hot. Livy Dunn, she does a split. Like that split that she does where her, it's like her ass is below her legs.
Crazy. Yes. It's not Olympic level, but she's right underneath, and that's perfectly
no,
fine.
No, it's great. It's
awesome.
Fucking, it's incredible. So, yeah, Raina Valenverde-ding-dong.
But that's why the chick from the what's-her-tits, Caitlin Clark's teammate, Sophie something, who's like the tall girl, who's like, she's pretty hot, but that's why people are like, oh, she's unbelievably hot.
Is it, this is the martial arts chick?
Yeah, this is the martial arts chick. This bitch
she's incredible.
This bitch is incredible. I mean, incredible. Shannon, sure, we're doing some martial arts, though. Like, that's the thing where then you see her like this, and then she's just a fucking badass. It's so hot. Oh, my God.
I could take her. I'd fuck her up. I'd choke her out.
Yeah. No, I don't think you would.
Not that way.
But I think I could also take her. I genuinely do. She is just a little petite woman. Look at her. Look at her.
Swat her punches away.
I mean, Shannon,
like
you're telling me that these other bitches you're bringing up are hotter than Livy and this chick? Come on, Shannon. This is top girl.
They're options.
I mean, look at
didn't
the
get to my
dress,
third one
dude.
Yet.
That is crazy.
She's bonkers. She's bananas. Look at her back. Go back.
look at
that back. Oh my God! I want to shoot all over that back right there.
Topless with
Yum.
Her boyfriend shorts on.
That's a good look. that her on that red carpet. That's incredible.
Look at the
she does. See, here's the problem. Her ass a little flat. That's the issue. That's okay. Beyond
I don't know
that,
if it is. I think just in. While she's working out.
When you
out,
see Livy's ass,
way.
It's a whole different fucking thing here. What are we even talking about? Yeah, I want this bitch to kick me directly in my genitals. I literally would. If she said, hey, she was like, the only way I'm going to touch you, the only thing I'm going to do to touch you is I'm going to kick you directly in the balls. I swear to God, I'd take it.
I might come.
Yeah, dude, I'm not even kidding.
Not like a good one, but like one of those, like it dribbles out.
Oh, like an off rhythm come?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way I've ever heard that described, dude.
I think that's how you make
wow.
like
beta
momos.
Males. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you like when somebody's like a
Jorge was in, like somebody who came but their arm fell down as they were coming and it was like, "Oh fuck." It's like a waste of a coming.
Yeah, when you you wasted a load.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was Jorge, that's how you were made.
The phone rang, you couldn't concentrate.
Yeah.
Just bleh.
Dribbled out like a stroke victim.
Yeah.
Jorge's got pre-cum energy.
Blind Mike.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, like literally, they didn't even have an orgasm. Eventually, they got too tired and gave up. But the pre-cum is what got their girl pregnant.
No, Blind Mike was a let's try for a second time, but a little bit of dried cum was still on the deck.
Okay. Because to me, you can always tell
Blind it Mike was like somebody came in the bathtub and some bitch scraped it off the bottom and spooned it into her own cunt.
Yeah, it's like you can always tell people are old cum.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you meet a 20-year-old with sciatica.
Yeah.
You're like your parents were ancient, like. And my example is Alex, intern Alex, or producer Alex now.
Yeah.
Alex, she's got old lady, she's very beautiful, but she's just got old lady things about her.
Beautiful?
No, I think Alex is beautiful.
Beautiful is a weird word. You say Alex has a hotness to her.
Alex is beautiful.
She looks like fucking DJ Skrillex.
I prefer olive oil.
Dude, I don't know if you've ever been more hurtful in your life than beautiful.
In all fairness, when she did the Intern Olympics, we did call her Skrillex.
Yeah, we did call her DJ Skrillex.
You know what today is the anniversary of?
Alex looks like fucking the live version of the Ring Girl, like before she died.
You know what today is the anniversary of? It just came in my memories.
What?
The Legion of Skanks, where we did Jonathan's journey.
We got in trouble for that one.
Yes, we did.
Like his uncle sent us pictures being like, hey, can you roast my dying nephew? We're like, of course we can. What a fag. Look at this kid. He's like a little kid hooked up to fucking monitors and shit.
Uh-huh.
That his parents had no idea that their dumb fucking brother was a fan of the show.
So the guy, I guess, sent it to Justin Silver. and said he was a fan. But the way Justin told us was the mom and the dad are fans.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we did like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being you because they're fans.
And then, so yeah, they were not fans.
Yeah, they were not fans. They especially weren't fans after.
Yeah, even less so.
There was a path to them being fans, and that wasn't it.
Yep. But goddamn, that was funny.
Did they understand, though, that you didn't, like, that you were put up to a thing?
I've had plenty of conversations with parents of children that we've attacked online. And I have a whole script now that I'm going to. It's like, oh, my God.
Like a telemarketer. He just has it next to the phone.
Shannon, can I have another coffee, please?
It's like Leo in Wolf of Wall Street when he's picking penny stocks.
But he's also doing the, we're really sorry we did this to your child.
With a little bit of that sugar-free creamer. And before everyone's like, oh, dude, why is he drinking different coffee besides his own coffee? You can only drink one of my cups of coffee a day, you cocksuckers.
Oh, is that true?
Well, two at the most. They're dose.
Can I get a pouch? Can I try? 100%.
I brought them in.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, 100%, dude. Yeah, no.
By the way, that is, ad goes there.
Nice.
We remember that, Shannon. Mark
full,
that off.
Full disclosure, this is my company. I think I have to say that legally.
That's fine. Hey, guys. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose. Specifically, testosterone. Packed with clinically based ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood, thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's right, bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day, fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right, so Chef Amberell's death being investigated as possible drug overdose. They said it was cancer. They said it was something else. Looks like they found her with a pile of pills next to her.
Nice.
You know Chef Amberell?
Is she hot?
No, we call her Gal Fieri.
No.
She was a Food Network star. She's got, that lady.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Is that Ursula?
Dead at 55. Everyone very upset. Said she was sick. Said she left her show for health issues. Looking like she OD'd. Shannon, what do we got?
Shannon, she's hotter than the first girl you brought up on the Top Girl competition, just so you know.
Noted. By the way, she's been in the studio before. I thought maybe it was to do one of your shows, Mike, so I guess that's not true. I can't remember whose show she came here to do, but she has been
me
in the
Mike?
Studio. Yeah.
Oh,
me,
no.
Me,
I
Mike?
I never met her. No.
Me, Mike.
No, Anne Heche was here. Oh. Anne Heche.
Okay. No, yeah, Amberell was here, and she does seem like she likes to party. But
She's a fucking chef. But aren't they all fucking psychopaths?
Yeah, yeah. Every chef I've ever worked with, I've seen do like coke.
If I was
a knife.
In a comic, I could have very easily become a chef.
I could see that.
Yeah, you do like screaming at underlings.
I do.
Yeah, that's
no. Yes, it. Chef.
I would have loved to be a chef. I like cooking. Mm. I like eating. Thank you.
Thanks, Mister.
Good job.
I forgot his name for a second. Dom.
Why does he have a 1946 t-shirt on?
That was the last year things were good. Shannon, tell us about it.
So the night that she was found, she was hanging out at some like improv comedy show. A lot of people saw her.
She killed herself. I understand now.
Said she was having a good time. Seemed like she was in good spirits.
Now she is a good spirit.
And then her husband found her unresponsive early Tuesday morning in the shower, surrounded by pills. Cops got there, so they're saying it was a cardiac arrest, but they're
the cops cardiac arrested her? Come on, folks. Come on, folks. I'm going to keep on trying bad jokes.
Why stop now?
So they're investigating now that she possibly did drugs.
Yeah. But was she doing pills in the shower?
They just found pills surrounding her body.
Dude, that's badass.
Like they fell out of her like Sonic?
she fell, the rings fell. That's how I used to drink for college. I'd have a 40 in the shower at the pregame. Yeah, so maybe
there's nothing
just
wrong with a shower beer.
I brush my teeth in the shower to save time.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fun.
Spit it all over myself.
It's you also have the water pick, so I feel like the water pick is almost a shower necessity.
It is a mouth shower.
Yeah, because, well, it goes everywhere if you try and do it in front of the sink.
You can just water pick your teeth with 1,000 streams if you have a strong enough shower. It's pretty sick.
You're the only person with gingivitis on your balls.
All right, well, RIP Chef Amberell. Keep it moving. Chick hits woman with hot smoking grill. I've been doing a lot of World Star lately.
Yeah.
Shannon?
Oh.
Wow, did that burn a hole in it? The shirt?
Oh. This is what they do in Blackfield Days. This is just...
If you're at a Black Field Day, you're trying to get promoted to Black House Day.
It's Black Field Day.
Back in the day, every day was a field day.
It was a field day. Like, who can pick the most cotton today? Go!
Oh, man, did that burn a hole in her shirt immediately?
I have a feeling that was pre-existing.
She just hit her in the hole?
Yeah, she hit her in the hole.
Can you see it one more time?
You know, the best blowjob
You know what? She hit her on the other side. That was just a hole in her shirt.
The best blowjob that I ever received in my entire life was from a girl who looked like the one who threw the...
Let's see her again?
Just an ugly black bitch. This girl was... She was just a gross, scrubby chick.
Yeah.
And in high school, she just like... She was like, I'll suck your dick. And I was like, okay. And then we went outside and like outside of... like in between two houses, and she just blew me. And it was crazy how good this blowjob was. I think about this blowjob every day in my life.
But yeah.
This ugly black whore.
I mean, she probably learned it on a family member.
Yeah, probably.
Like, no, girls like that, I feel like, yeah, that's where that's, if they're that, and how old would you say she was?
We were both 16, 17.
Yeah, there's no, I don't think you get that kind of experience.
Yeah.
Unless something bad happened.
It's the enthusiasm behind it.
Yeah, unless something real bad happened.
She just, whatever it was, her mouth just fucking really wrapped it around. She was like,
yeah.
I was like, whoa, this is fucking wild.
All right, now this is going to border on racist, and I apologize. I do feel like a black blowjob is pretty solid.
Is that racist?
I think it's the lips.
The lips, yeah.
It's the extra bone in their mouth.
Mine had mine. I remember one time getting blown by a black chick, and I was trying to be complimentary, but I was like, oh my God, I love your big lips. And then I just immediately had to be like, I hope she didn't hear that.
And you pet her hair.
It comes off in my hands.
Yeah. Yeah, they have whatever it was, the lips, the suction.
Yeah.
The fucking...
It's something different.
She had that shitty, like short, nappy hair. Like, put my hand on her head. It was like a dude's head. It was crazy. It might have been
that's...
a guy.
I very rarely, to me, the sign of a girl that knows the great blowjob is when her mouth comes off your dick, there's the...
Yeah.
And not every girl figures that out.
No, they don't.
Yes. Yeah, that's that to me is the sign of perfection. Shannon, thoughts?
I don't remember.
You can't remember if when you perform certain sexual treats on a man.
So here's the thing. This is what I was thinking of when you said it.
Sex?
No, I'm not. So when you said that, though, I thought of there was one guy in particular that liked for it to be like sucked on like a lot. So
sucked hard.
Yeah.
No, that's too much.
And so like that, I remember making a sound, but that's the only time.
No, Shannon, you want to know what I need, Shannon?
What do you need, Lewis?
I'm just letting you know how I like it.
Uh-huh. Put on the sexy music.
Put on the sexy music. I like not only. Thank you, baby James. I like it to be like hand and mouth. So your hand is an extension of your mouth, so it creates a whole tunnel. Thank you.
I'm listening.
I'm watching on TV. It's a better angle.
All right. Shannon, do you use a lot of hand?
Yes.
A lot of hand at the same time.
Hand, yes.
See, when a girl doesn't use any hand at the same time and she's just using her mouth.
It's an insult. It's saying there's not enough here for two things.
Yeah, no.
Just figure it out.
One hand, though, should be balls and behind balls.
Behind balls, rubbing the taint, maybe even getting pretty close to the asshole.
I would say, for me, it's not.
Brushing over.
Necessarily. Yeah, of course, sure. Yeah. Hey, when you leave the house and your neighbor's there, you wave. Right? Hey, how are you? You don't have you don't stop and have a whole conversation.
No, no. You wave.
But
no,
you acknowledge
good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah, exactly.
You tip your hat to them.
Yeah. But to me, it's a push up on the team.
Yeah.
And that'll get me. Yeah, that's a quick. If a gal's trying to wrap things up, yeah, just push up on the team.
Also, when you're hitting it from behind, okay, it's a very sexual show. We're very horny. Right,
I know exactly where you're going with this.
Every girl should. There shouldn't be a debate. I shouldn't have to ask. It shouldn't be a once in a while thing. Reach back. Yep. Play with my balls.
Yep.
Every time. Yeah. It should be a problem. Your head should be fucking cranked against
like
the fucking
like you're fucking
bed.
Jason Kelsey. Reach back.
Reach fucking back. Why do I have to tell you? Who wouldn't like that?
No, that's a fun thing when it's like a church bell. They just reach back.
Well, I don't want him to grab. Real
it's a really
hard.
Ugly girl with
no,
a hunchback.
Not hard, but enough
lightly on your dick.
Lightly play with the balls. Fucking scratch them a little bit. Fucking rub the taint a little
bit. Yeah, like you're a beagle. Just get right behind the ears.
Okay, completely unrelated. You know the show The Traitors, or have you? So it's basically mafia in a mansion, and it's hosted by Alan Cummings. So it's very gay and over the top. Their new cast has me so fucking pumped because it's the Kelsey's mom is on it. A bunch of reality bitches that my wife watches, and they announced two people, maybe for a show that's about lying and deception, the most annoying man on the internet and the nicest man on the internet who
me
I cannot wait to watch to lie. They have announced on this season Michael Rapaport.
No.
Oh, wow.
In a show about having... First of all, it should be Survivor, whoever doesn't kill themselves living in a mansion with Michael Rapaport.
Hopefully they let him bring Carmex.
They should do an episode. They should do a season of Survivor at Auschwitz with Michael Rapaport.
And the other one that really got me, Ron Funches.
Really?
I think him Ron's lying funny. Is going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would never vote for you. My friend.
I did a podcast with him years ago, me and Ron Funches. What
Doug Loves
it?
Movies, maybe?
That what, sounds right.
I think it was a different Doug.
Getting Doug or something.
It was Getting Doug with High.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it with him. That's another guy who, like, I just don't think likes the whole Legion of Skanks world. Or was afraid of
I'm
it
not
or
sure
whatever
if he's
it
outside.
Is.
Ron,
not Ron, but Doug.
Yeah.
He was also the worst guest that we've ever had on Legion of Skanks, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. He was pretty bad.
He was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron, I met years ago. He used to do a show called Get High, Watch Wrestling.
Mm.
And it was at a movie theater. And he had Mike Lawrence on, and he brought me. And, dude, that was the time I locked myself in my friend's garage. We were in L.A. I did my first dab.
Uh-huh.
And Joey Diaz gave us a Star of Death, and Lewis let me have a corner of it. And I locked myself in a garage for 4 hours and peed out the bars of it to only realize when I leaned on the gate, it just slid over. But it was the funniest. He had X-Pac on, and he made X-Pac in front of everyone watch when he did blackface on Monday Night Raw.
Oh my god!
And explain it in real time.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it was the best.
Yeah, I like Ron, but there is just something about, like, at this point being an adult pothead where that's like your identity.
Well, I don't think he is. Is he?
Well, I mean, he did a podcast called Get High, Watch Wrestling.
Like 10 years ago. I don't think that's his. I mean, it's not like he's like.
Yeah.
Some of us only have weed, Lewis. We can't do anything else.
Well, you know, I mean, I smoked the entire time in Europe, and I smoked in Jamaica, and I smoked last week on Legion of Skanks. So I'm not like judging. Like, but if your entire identity, it's like, dude, I'm like a fucking.
If you're the pot guy.
Yeah. Ari grew out of that. Anybody good grows out of
that. I thought Cheech and Chong grew out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
they
just
sell
dudes.
CBD now.
Yeah, they're just
it's
dudes.
Not even weed. It's like just so you could get a good night's sleep.
All right, let's keep it moving. Dios mio, church singer has the whole congregation distracted. This one's for me. We like some big booty Latinas here on the show, and I wanted to take a little look-ski at this.
Wow.
Lewis, is it too much for you?
A little bit too much. I'd love to put my face in there and, you know, do the fart sound you do against your arm.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck did that? What did that turn into?
The one thing I can't, like, anytime... Okay. Anytime I look at something like that, I do consider, like, late afternoon smell.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, you ever do that? It wouldn't deter me. It wouldn't I wouldn't stop, but I'm just saying, like, that is a musky area.
I bet when your ass is that big, you take extra special care.
Yeah.
I bet you've got tools we don't know about.
So she probably powders under the cheeks,
yeah,
between the cheeks.
I would assume
the whole thing.
I don't know. I've been with some pretty big-ass women. I don't think it's ever been an issue.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, big people are going to smell just in general more than, you know, small petite people, but I don't know.
There's more places for it to hide.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Now, I will say, the fatter I've gotten, drying off with a blow dryer makes a big difference.
Zach has to walk through a car wash. Yeah.
It's like when they're spraying an orca with a fucking power washer.
Zach, that's a hilarious segment for the show, to see if they'll car wash you. I wonder, would it hurt if you were car washed?
Yeah, it's like 180 degree water.
Really?
Yeah,
it fucked
me up pretty bad.
It's a pile of fucking bones and flesh.
It fucked me up pretty bad, yeah.
Oh shit, this segment went bad.
Didn't they do it on Jackass?
Oh, they may have.
I feel like they put Steve-O on a car.
Yeah. They probably had to check in, or at least temp, like, you can't go through it when it's that hot. Because I think I think a lot of them use like super hot water because that's what you're supposed to get all the shit off of it.
Shannon, is that true? What is the temperature of the water in a car wash?
It says, I don't know. This is for washing a car. Hold on.
How much would it be just for four Mexicans to get to hand wash me?
Yeah, just a manual car wash.
Like, no, one of those, his name is Manuel. It's a Manuel.
What if you find one of those high school like girls in bikini car washes? That doesn't exist anymore.
And I just go through in a wagon.
Dude, I would fucking
have somebody pull me in a red wagon.
You paint headlights on your chest.
There's no
beep beep.
I mean, what a crazy, that was a real thing that would happen like in the 90s and 80s.
Yeah.
There should be hot girls in bikinis at our high school students. And so like, come on, mister.
My high school did a car wash, not bikini, but
that's
they
what you
all
gotta
wore
wear.
Like,
that's what you got to wear. If
they all like
cars,
tied their right. shirts in knots and wore short shorts.
Oh my god! Wow. I would literally go to the back. I would just keep on going to the back of the line.
It's like the in dodgeball with yeah. Justin Long down there, and the guy's like, "Get in there real deep, like."
I feel like it would be the same argument I would get in when I would try to walk through the drive-thru at Wendy's.
Yeah.
Like, sir, not again tonight. Like not again.
So I actually got into an argument, of course I did, with, I don't know if it was a Wendy's or a McDonald's or whatever, but I wanted to walk through the drive-thru. It's when I didn't have a car. Was it, I don't remember when this was, this maybe even when I was fucking still in high school. It was a long time ago. And they wouldn't take me, right? And you're sitting there, what you realize is like, first of all, you know, I would go up to it, and I'd be like, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, this, you got to pretend.
Thinking that, like that, but that's not what it is. I think it's a weight
yeah.
thing. They know
you gotta
that
bring me.
A car's there because it's a certain amount of weight. Maybe they've changed it now, and there's like sensors or whatever, but I remember they wouldn't take it, and then I went to the window. They were like, no, you have to have a car, and then it became a whole thing. I was like, why would you care?
Right.
What is the difference to you if I have a car or not?
I think those jobs are so corporatized that everyone's afraid of somebody higher than them firing
I don't think
them.
So. Because I worked in KFC, I worked at Taco Bell. There was no level of like, oh my god, I have to be by the book because I'm.
No,
afraid.
I think they're so retarded that any thought outside of the instructions they're
yeah.
given,
they're like
is
no
like,
car, I can't do it.
Yeah, can't do it. Sagalo has been doing that recently. Like I don't know, up until like 2 years ago, he would walk through the Burger King drive-thru like late at night while scrolling his phone in between a Corolla and some other car. And I think he may have had to hop just for it to register his weight.
That's funny.
Because I remember when I worked at the movie theater, at the end of the day, they told me to throw out like the hot dogs on the roller.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I started eating one. And my manager was like, you got to pay for that. And I'm like, you told me to throw it out. She's like, yeah, but if you eat it, you got to pay for it. That's the rule in the corporate book. And I'm like,
yeah. If you swallow it like an aspirin, you have to eat it.
And I just remember, but she was like, I have a manager, and if he finds out that I gave you free food, then I get fired.
That was right. One of my disappointments in working at Hot Topic when I was in high school.
No free hot dogs?
No free hot dogs.
No free spike bracelets?
No, how corporate it was.
Yeah.
So I
Well, they're owned by a Gap, aren't they?
Even at that point, I believe they were, or whatever it was, like the same company that owned Abercrombie
mm-hmm.
owned
Yeah, it's the same
Hot
shit.
Topic. Yeah, it was all the same shit. And I remember just being like, oh, wow, like we aren't metal. Like, it was just like, I hated that fucking job. It was, so first of all, it was just folding T-shirts. Mm-hmm. The whole job is folding T-shirts. And for somebody with ADHD who like never folds my own laundry, like that is like, it's the bane of my existence. That is the worst job possible.
When you applied for the job, did part of you think that like, all right, you fold the t-shirts in the front and then you go in the back and you like sacrifice an animal?
No, I figured I'd be just drinking blood or Elvira would be my boss. But it was,
I mean,
just...
it also is a store in the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was terrible. And then my friend Dan Prusch from high school, I believe to this day, still works at Hot Topic. To this day.
Manager?
Yeah, but like, I mean, move on, doggy. What are you doing? Also, Hot Topic kind of sucks now. Hot Topic, like, they go through these, like, phases. It stopped being, like, metal.
It became, like, anime for a while.
Yeah, yeah. They do all these weird things. Like, Hot Topic.
It's basically Spencer's Gifts. Like, they've also taken the mini dick, like, you know, whatever, bachelorette party kind of motif and
Spencer's
incorporated
Gifts
it.
Spencer's is still pretty cool, though.
They have them?
They still have them. Oh, yeah. Spencer's Gift still exists.
Oh, no shit.
I live in Jersey, so we'll catch out of Spencer's Gifts once in a while. And I bring my kid. Then you have to, like, hide them. It was so funny because you remember being a kid, like, there's a section in the back that has all, like, the sex stuff and, like, the fucking dicks and all that stuff. And they used to sell at Spencer's Gifts, which is so funny to me. It was a cane with a mirror on the bottom of it so you could look up girl skirts. And as an adult now, I'm like, oh, it was like a novelty, like it was a gag, like you didn't weren't really supposed to use it. But for me, I was like, dude, that is fucking genius.
Nobody would ever suspect it,
dude. On the in the first Pee Wee thing, the one was on HBO. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
when,
yeah.
When it was a live show at the Roxy.
Yeah.
Do you remember you had a friend named Hammy, who was like a Spanish kid?
No.
And he ate ham sandwiches. That was, his name was Hammy. They Hammy's sister. Hammy's sister comes over, dude. And they taped mirrors to their shoes.
Yeah.
And put their feet under her dress. And she goes, joke's on you. I'm not wearing underpants. And they both go, ew.
Didn't I think he might have done the mirror on the shoe gag and another thing as well, Pee-wee. Because I don't remember seeing that, but I remember Pee-wee with the shoes, with the mirrors on his shoes.
Yeah, that was, to me, I remember from the HBO special. Yeah. And that was what, because originally it was a show at the Rocks. Yeah, there it is.
Is that Bill Hader?
This really is the original Lewis and Zach.
And it's crazy because she's dressed as a little girl. And that's his sister.
Wow.
This supposed to be the Spanish guy's sister?
Yeah.
I'm not wearing underpants.
That's funny.
All right, before we get out of here, one more thing. Lion storms into South African grocery store.
Nice.
Let's close on a big kitty cat.
Let's see. Whoa. Did that naturally just come into the store?
Yeah.
Or is this somebody let the lion in the store to make a viral video?
I don't know. It's
are lions just roaming South Africa near a fucking grocery store like that?
Might be. Shannon, do we have any more info?
That guy was super close, right?
It says, in a jaw-dropping moment, a wild lion wandered a grocery in South Africa, leaving shoppers stunned and scrambling. No one was harmed. But a powerful reminder that nature doesn't always stay outside.
I think it does.
For the most part.
I mean, but he's got to see all that meat and be like, why don't I come here every day?
I was just thinking that.
What hopefully, am I hunting for?
Hopefully this guy doesn't have a big mouth. It just lets all the other lions know.
It's so weird. Like
when that would scare. Can you imagine, though, that thing that fucking size?
I run through there's a park near my house. Like, it's like a big, like, trails that wind around and around. You can go from, like, town to town in Jersey. And there's, like, a family of deer. It's the same ones. They have, like, they're teenage boys. They have, like, the fucking, like, little...
Yeah, the little antlers,
right? And there's, like, three of them, and there's one girl one. And I see them literally every day now. And then you start to, like, think, like, do animals live in this... Like, in my mind, animals would, like, roam wherever. You know what I'm saying?
Territory, yeah.
Yeah,
endless.
But it's, like, I'm assuming that Earth is where deers live. They can just be 3 miles away. But these deer, for, like, months now, have been in the exact same spot every single day.
Yeah.
So they have, like, their own home.
That's what cats do. Like. My sister-in-law's old backyard was just always feral cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think maybe they have like a block they hang out on.
Well, and I think it's like similar. They just find where the food's good. They find where it's safe. Because I'm in the exact same boat where it's like they
no, it's a park.
I'm in the exact same boat park. It's just they find a certain area where it's like they could eat nonstop. Nobody's hunting them. It's illegal. And you are like waving to them on a run.
Dude,
so they have no predators.
Also, my girlfriend's just like a, I don't want to call her dumb, but she's a blonde chick. So she's so excited about like.
Oh, we know.
Wildlife. About wild animals.
Oh, we know. Actually, Liz, I don't know if we ever told you this. So the first time we met your lovely partner.
Yeah.
We were on the road, and it was me, you, Aaron, and Paco. And she, I think, was a little, like, nervous, so she didn't talk much.
Yeah.
And this was our impression of her the first time we met. If you remember, we pulled up to a hotel. We were in Colorado. Mm. And there were a family of deer in front of the hotel eating. And Aaron turns the engine off. We open up the windows, and she's on her phone. And Aaron, we're like, wow, look at it. It's so beautiful. Nobody make any noise. This is like nature. We stopped the car. It was so beautiful. And then she just looks up from her phone and goes, deer! And they scatter. So every time she left the room, me and Paco would go, deer!
Dude, she loves, she goes in the backyard. There's like fucking chipmunks and rabbits. And she feels like a Disney princess.
Yeah,
she loves
birds
it.
Help her get dressed in the morning.
But I'm like I just grew up in that area, so I just seeing
a squirrel hold an ice pack for a black eye. All right, we're gonna call it there. That is our heart out. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you to my guests, Mike Cannon. Check out the Beautiful Boys podcast.
Love you, buddy.
Love you. And across the table from me, my brother. I absolutely love you so much. And thank you for being here, Louis J. Gomez. And thank you guys so much. We got two more episodes this week, exclusive on Friday for subscribers. And we'll see you this Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.